Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.
Hello. Let me see if that's the screen so small. Is the screen so small? Hello, guys. Good evening. Good morning. We will get started just in a minute. And on today's session, guys, I want to show you, like, actually show you live three products that have made eight figures each for our business. So, and also show you our product research process so you can replicate it for yourself. I think that would be mind-blowing session, guys. If you can just drop one in a chat, if you can hear me okay, if you can see me okay, because there will be massive amounts of value dropping. Very, 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 very excited to share this with you. I have my coffee here. Everything is on point. Maybe it's not coffee. You don't know. You never know what's inside. Maybe it's a whiskey. Maybe it's a whiskey. Guys, just drop one in the chat. Just drop one in the chat. And we'll get started. We'll get started shortly, guys. Just drop one in the chat. Today, I'm showing you three of products that each made eight figures for our business, so you can replicate for yourself. And also you can, I want to share my product research process, like in general. A lot of people get stuck on that. A lot of people that just starting like business, they're like, oh, what kind of product should I sell or which niche should I go into? So I want to show you my thought process that will help you to understand this better, and that will help you to find these products every single time, and find products with proven demand, find products with proven markets. Because one thing that you cannot, and I'll be reiterating this throughout this call, guys, one thing that you cannot impact, one thing that you absolutely cannot impact is the market, right? If there's no market, if there's no demand, you don't have billion-dollar budgets to create it. So you have to go where demand already is. And so on this call, guys, I want to show you products, product research process. Actually, I have products here. And I have them here under the table. I have boxes here. I'll put them somewhere here. Guys, just drop one in the comments if you can hear me, if you can see me okay. This will be mind-blowing session, guys. A lot of value. A lot of stuff that you can start like literally applying to your business today, and you can also change how you think about choosing products to sell in general. That's my goal for today, guys. For those of you guys that are first time here, that are fresh maybe to our community, or if you're watching on YouTube, my name is Alex Fedotov, and we operate e-commerce businesses. We operate e-commerce portfolio company called D2C Brands. Generating eight figures a year. And also we have consulting business for e-commerce entrepreneurs, helping them to start and scale e-commerce businesses. We have two main programs. One is called Brand Builders Academy, where we help people from scratch to get to $1,000 per day in sales. And then ESS, where we help entrepreneurs to go from 1K per day to 100K per month, 500K per month, even $1 million per month. So, that's pretty much what we do, guys. Very, very excited to share this with you. We'll get started just in a minute. Let's have a few more people joining us. Guys, just drop one in the chat if you can hear me okay, if you can see me okay, because you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It will be mind-blowing, guys. And let me just like, I have two products here, and I have another one there, so I have to pick it up one sec. I even have four products. I want to over deliver. Fuck that. I'll have four products here. I'll have four products for you. I'll share these products with you. And I show you why these products are selling, why these products is something that you can build like 8-figure brand around. And I want to share that mindset process, the thought process that you can use for yourself to scale your e-commerce business. So guys, very, very excited. Drop one in chat if you can hear me okay, if you can see me okay. And let's get it rolling. So, all right, guys. When it comes to products, when it comes to choosing products to sell, right? Whether this is, that's like a new business or that's like existing business already, I want to show you something very, very interesting. And that's like just literally like another topic of conversation, because it's not only you guys, it's not only when you're starting the business, you have to think about what products to sell. It's literally never ending process. And even brands that are like 9-figure brands are occupied with this question. For example, here you have Sean Frank, who is a CEO of Ridge Wallet, guys. This is the company that sells wallets, right? That's their main product. I have their wallet somewhere there. My wife has my wallet. I mean, that's how it should be, I think. Otherwise, I'll spend all of my money. And so pretty much you can see here, right? Like, so not just a wallet company. So this company got to 9 figures by selling wallets, right? And then they're thinking, okay, so what other products we should be selling, right? So they decided to go after after watches, right? So they've been selling wallets, and now they're selling watches. I don't know if that's a good idea, bad idea. I think that's another like conversation, but this topic of like product research, what products to sell, which category to get into, is something someone says, Alan says here, how to lose $1,000 the fastest, give wife your wallet. Well, it depends what kind of wife you have, right? So pick very carefully. If I give my wife $1,000, she brings back a million. So you have to pick your wife very carefully. So, but yeah, it's like every business, even if it's successful business, 8-figure business, 9-figure business, you still have to introduce new products. If you want to expand in the market, then you have to find new products to sell. Right, you have to get into new categories to sell your products, and it's not kind of like beginner topic, right? I used to think that it's like, oh, it's like beginner's topic, because like, yeah, at the beginning you don't know like which products to sell. Now over time you're getting better at it, and I'll show you exactly my thought process to picking these products to sell. But it's always something that you have to keep in mind. It's always something that you have to think about, like, what category am I getting into? Is there enough demand? Is the market big enough for me to build like 8-figure business or 9-figure business in it? Or maybe if you're starting, maybe that's not your concern even. Like, maybe you want to just, okay, maybe I want to build like 7-figure business. And you can build a 7-figure business almost in any category, right? It's not a problem to build like 7-figure business. And let me see, dual screen, guys. You guys like dual screen, or you don't like dual screen? I think it's sharing here. I'm experimenting with this. I'm playing with this. So you guys just guide me, like if you see something or missing something. So guys, I want to show you one of the products. I want to show you number one first product that we have done well over 8 figures with. I have it here, right? So what you can say about this product right away without even knowing the product? What you can say about it? It's small, it's portable, and it's light, right? Don't sell heavy shit unless you like, you want to deal with inventory, like you want to deal with like massive warehouses, massive warehousing costs. Like, try to stick with products that are light, that are small, that are portable, right? That's one of the big like mistakes. One of my friends, he started e-commerce business selling cutlery, selling metal plates, metal forks, metal spoons. That shit is heavy, right? Like, to ship that stuff, like if shipping costs, like during Q4, they inevitably go up. If shipping costs go up, you have no margin, you have no profit. So why would you get into the business where this is a bottleneck, right? Try to stick with products that are light, that are portable, that are easy to ship, right? So without even showing the product, right? So I'll open the product now. This is the product, right? So this is instruction, this manual, pretty good quality, I would say. And this is another one. And this is the product. Now, this is not the product we are selling right now, right? This product is, and this is the product. This is the product. It's like a hearing aid. It's like a hearing aid, right? So we used to sell it a long time ago. I know some people that are still selling it. I know some people that are still selling it. And I know some people and I know some brands that have expanded. They used to, I'll share my screen, guys. So we made good amount of volume with this particular category. And when we were advertising, there was this company. There was this company called Nano Hearing Aids. So Nano Hearing Aids is the company that is still selling this until today, right? You can see they're generating like this amount of traffic. These guys are on a TV. These guys are on, I think they have like these like booklets that they're sending like direct mail, right? These guys are advertising on TV, so they're not anymore like dependent on Facebook traffic, right? And Facebook started to regulate it later on. This is category of kind of like medical devices, but this is the category. Now, why would you want to get in category like this? The mindset here, right? Number one is a margin, So if you sell the product, let's say for $20 and it costs you like $10 to source that product, you have no margin, right? Let me show you guys. So here, you go in here, right? And this is like, so guys, this is exactly the same product that I shared with you. Yes, there's like minimal adjustments to the product. There's like custom packaging, but this is exactly the same product. So the product costs $300. $300. Now, if you wanted to source that product, let me show you how much you can source that product for. So let me share with you. So hearing aids. Check this out. Check this out. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Okay, so if you wanted to source these products, it would be like $40. So imagine you sourcing the product for, if I want to sell it to, send it to United States. Oh, free shipping. No shit. $41. So getting the product for $41, selling the product for $297. What kind of margin is that? What kind of margin is that? Selling, buying the product for 40 here and selling it here for like 300. What kind of fucking margin is that? These are the products you want to be selling. A lot of people, you know, starting like e-commerce business, they're like, oh, there's like, you know, I get this product here for like $45 and I sell it here for like $85. Wow, shit. I mean, it's not even double, right? It's not even like 50%. So you got to make sure if you're in business, if you're spending your time, your effort, like you're sacrificing time, like with your friends, with your family, like there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into building the business. Just make fucking sure that that sacrifice is worthwhile. Because like if you just like spending time trying to scale a business that is not like, that simply doesn't have that like margin, what's the point? Like come here, another example, right? This is another eight-figure, like this nine-figure company, right? So if you were to sell like Ridge wallets, right? So, okay, Ridge wallets, like these are like, so if we do aluminum wallet, I mean, the product costs like fuck $10. the product costs like $10 probably. I mean, maybe their product is better quality, better design, better like materials, whatever. $10 is selling it for $100. So let's say with shipping, with all the costs, let's say it's $15, $20, but it's 5x. 5x from this price that they're sourcing it for. Guys, let me know if that makes sense. Let me know if that's that makes sense. And just comment margin. Comment margin so I know you kind of like, yeah, you grasp this. It's like, don't get into categories. Don't get into products that have low margins. Because the more margin you have, the more you can spend on traffic, the more things you can do wrong, and you can still be profitable versus if you have low margin in the first place. Cool. Awesome. Awesome. Boom, boom, boom. Margin, margin, margin. Margin, guys. That's so important. Like, get into the fields where there is a margin, right? Another thing that in another, and that's like, I mean, there's, it's kind of like common sense, right? Anyway, kind of like common sense because like, all right, so there's another nine-figure brand that has like massive fucking margins. There's, oh, another brand like also like has like, oh, another, oh, geez, maybe there is something to it. You know, maybe there is like correlation between brands because they have the room to scale. They have the room to spend, to acquire a customer. Because guys, one thing I can guarantee you, one thing can I can absolutely, absolutely guarantee you is that whether you're advertising Facebook, you're advertising on TikTok, you're advertising on, I don't know, maybe you're standing on the street like and you're dancing, there will be more competition coming your way. There will be more people coming into the market. There will be more advertisers, right? Even if you're dancing on the street, like there probably will be two, like more people coming and dancing on the street. And like now you'll have to fight for your space. Doesn't matter your advertising channel. It doesn't matter. So it the competition will increase. Like if you compare the competition, number of brands like fighting for space on Facebook, that's why advertising costs go up. It's up from 2021. 2021 was up from 2020. 2023 will be up from 2022. So unless you have a very good margin, you'll not be able to compete, right? So go into categories, go into the products, see how you can maximize the product margins on your existing products in order for you to be able to invest back into the business, back into the growth of the business. And guys, it's such an important point. Now, another point here, like with this particular product, is that it solves a massive problem. It solves a massive problem because, okay, for people who cannot hear, right? Let's say you're like, when you'll be like 70, 80 years old and you want to hear your grandkids playing and you cannot hear it because maybe you were going to too many parties and you fucked up your hearing, like, and you can't hear well. Or maybe you were listening to very loud music in one of these. You shouldn't do that. Don't fuck up your ears. Don't fuck up your hearing, right? Most people do it. I do it because we're not very rational. Humans are not very rational. But if we've done that now, like we're 70 years old, we want to hear now, like, okay, if I want to go, guys, and that's like another, like, check this out. Now check this out, how crazy this is. Guys, you should be able to see my screen and it will blow your mind. Check it out. Here's why this company is successful, right? Their product is $297. They buy it for $40. And it seems like, oh, wow, it's a crazy margin. Yeah, they buy it for $40, they sell it for $297. Now, here's how much the actual hearing aids can cost. This is real. This is like live. This is like, don't, no bullshit here, guys. It's $4,000. So if someone is buying like this product for $297, it's a hell of a fucking deal. It's a hell of a fucking deal. The perceived value on that shit is like, wow, like only $297? Wow. I mean, this other company offered me like $4,000. Now I can get like, I can solve that same problem for like $300, right? So perceived value is massive. Now, not all of the products will have this advantage, right? Now, not all of the products will have this like massive comparison, because if you just make a comparison, okay, you can buy this product from like, or similar product from other companies for $4,000, or you can buy it here for $300. Most people would just go for this one. It's like, wow, it's such a good fucking deal. Guys, let me know if that makes sense. Let me know if that makes sense. Just drop one in the comments if that makes sense, guys. You want to go like in a point where in a markets where you can clearly establish the value of the product, where you can see, wow, okay, so you can go like sell the, or like buy it here, right? The cost will be higher, like everything will be like more expensive, or you can go here and buy it from us and you will have this, right? That's why comparison tables are so important on product pages, on landing pages, because you can compare the options, right? So that's like, for example, like if you, you know, there were these companies that selling like fashion watches, right? So, okay, you want a fashion watch, you can buy a Rolex. It's like 20, 30 Gs. If you don't have like 20, 30 Gs, but you still want to look like a G, then you gotta buy like a watch that might look like a G, maybe not real G, but will look like a G, right? And you can see, like, you can say you're a G, but let's say that watch will cost you like $200, right? So there was this whole category. It still exists. It's still pretty cool category of like fashion watches that are like price point, like $200, $300. All right, cool. That's for people who cannot afford the real Rolex, right? Or cannot afford the Richard. I mean, it's fine. You know, it's like whoever, like, but it serves that market, right? And the perceived value is so massive, guys. So guys, that's awesome. It makes sense. Those of you guys who just joined the call, I just want to introduce myself. So my name is Alex Fedotov. We're an e-commerce business, e-commerce portfolio called D2C Brands. And we also have programs to help e-commerce entrepreneurs scale their businesses with programs called Brand Builders Academy. So guys, if you need help scaling your e-commerce business, you're starting from scratch or you're doing less than 1K a day, then just comment BBA and so okay, it says hype to join your BBA. That's awesome. It's something that we're building like to feed our e-commerce portfolio. You know, we want to train a lot of e-commerce entrepreneurs to scale their businesses so that we can buy those businesses from them and add them to our portfolio. That's pretty much the essence. So BBA is like accelerator for e-commerce brands. Guys, if you want to join it, if you want to consider it, see if that's fit for you, just comment BBA. One of our team members will reach out to you. We'll see if we can help you with that. All right. So I had to pitch it. You should not be afraid to pitch your product, right? I know we have the best product on the market for this purpose. I wish I had it when I started. BBA is phenomenal, but yeah, let's get right into it. So Alan, connect with Alan is already like in ESS. Awesome, man. Just connect with our team. We'll see what we can do for you. So if anyone from our team watching, guys, just connect with Alan and see how we can help him out. All right. So guys, let's get back into it. So you can see, right? The product needs to be light. The product needs to be problem solving. The product needs to have ideally the comparison of value, right? So we can easily compare to, okay, you can buy our product and or you can buy the alternative option, which will be more expensive, will take you more time, right? So if you can demonstrate that option, those two options visually and also on your website, this will help you to just sell the fuck out of your product because the perceived value is so high and people say, oh, it's actually sounds like a good deal. So that's the first product. Guys, someone asked about like breaking down the Nano. If you can watch the recording. I think the recording will be available, but I just wanted to move into other products because there are so many products and other things that I wanted to share with you guys. So if you can just watch the recording later on, I think that will be the best kind of breakdown. Another question we have here, this kind of product is difficult to sell on Facebook. It costs a lot, I think. So here is the thing, right? You don't have to sell it on Facebook. Right, a lot of people kind of like just think, okay, got to sell products on Facebook. Now, you can sell the product. You can sell the product with YouTube influencers. You can sell the product on TikTok organically. For example, in our BBA program, we teach our clients on how to sell products organically on TikTok without spending any money on ads. right? So you don't have to spend money on ads. You don't have to be on Facebook. You don't have to deal with all that bullshit that, you know, Facebook gives you. So there are always like advertising channels that might be like optional for you or it might work very well for you. There are a lot of businesses that are also selling these products on Google. So even if you were like, if you were to sell this product on Google, right, even this hearing aids product, then it's a great comparison to these other options where all of the other products cost like $4,000 and your product costs like $300, you would probably have a pretty good conversion rate, right? So you can see, let's say your product costs like $200, right? So I mean, so there's this business called Hear Devices. Very cool. Very cool. Hear Devices. I don't know how accurate that is. If these are, so this Hear Devices, like one product store. Let me see if they're driving a lot of traffic. It's not visible here. Because if you were selling product here, $200, $300, that would put you in a very good spot compared to these options that are costing $4,000. All right, Pinterest, right? Someone asked about Pinterest. Pinterest, I mean, I would not focus on Pinterest as a main platform for advertising, probably as kind of like additional layer of advertising, right? More like kind of like retargeting and just squeezing the most out of it and posting organically on Pinterest to get free traffic. So let's move to the second product, guys. Let me know if everything makes sense. Like with this particular product, right? Like, does it make sense why we would sell a product like this? Does everything make sense? Kind of like, why would even get into that category? Yeah, just drop any comments, guys. Drop any comments because it's very important to kind of like understand the process. Like, it's important to understand the process behind certain things. So then you can, oh wow, that's that makes sense now, right? So another product, guys. I love this product. This product is a killer. This product is a killer. Check it out. Like now, this shipped from China, guys. This is shipped from China, right? Very nice package, nice manual, right? So you can have and you can sell great products from China. Look at this. Look at this, right? Looks slick. It looks slick. It looks like fucking Tesla. It looks like someone says, I bought this shit 5 years ago. Guess what? I mean, it still sells. It still sells. Until this day, it sells, right? It's beautiful. It looks like Tesla. And it looks very magical, like spaceship, right? It looks amazing. Right? So now this is a package shipped from China here. Guys, this is eight-figure product. This is eight-figure product. Not multi eight-figure product. But this is shipped from China, right? So even shipping from China, you can have a good customer like experience. It would have like probably like 2-3% return rate, which is very reasonable because the packaging is nice. The packaging is nice and it's not, again, come back. Let's come back, right? What about it? It's small, it's light. I mean, hearing, you can't compare it like to hearing aids. So here's a hearing aids, right? And it's like, well, I mean, hearing aids is smaller, it's lighter, it's like cheaper to ship. This is still not bad. I don't know how much, probably like 200, 300 grams. Still not bad. Nice packaging here. As long as you do the bubble wrap, around. So then when you ship it from China, let's say 10 to 12 business days, you can do very well. Now, people ask you like, oh, it's like whether it's compliant on Facebook. Well, I mean, depending how you sell it, if you sell it in a very aggressive way, it's not compliant. If you are selling it in a compliant way, right? If you are not making like too many promises, then obviously your conversion rate will drop and it won't perform as well, but you still will be able to sell it. So the most important part here is like not to sell it in a very like aggressive way with a lot of promises. So guys, let me know if everything makes sense for this product. Now, when I'm talking about this product, what I'm talking about, like I'm talking about the market, right? I mean, I personally probably like wouldn't use this product. And a lot of people, they're like, oh, I want to sell products I'm very like passionate about. You don't have to be passionate about. The product just needs to fit the market. The product needs to serve a specific market, right? That's what matters. Like, you don't have to be passionate about. Like, I think people selling cigarettes. I have this guy living in my house. It's a cool story. And like, I have this guy living in my building, and I'm like, gee, what do you do for a living, you know? And he says, like, I'm working at this company, and we're like one of the largest like tobacco selling companies in the world. And I'm like, fuck. I mean, literally the first question that I wanna ask this guy is like, fuck, how do you fucking sleep at night? Like, you sell the fucking product that kills people, right? Like cigarettes, tobacco. This product here, it burns fat, or it helps with like fat reduction, right? It's a ultrasonic massager. It works if you use it, and then if you also like obviously keep good nutrition, if you exercise, this product helps you to speed up the weight loss process. But the problem is, right? No, I mean, most people like probably won't put the work. But here's the thing, like, you don't have to be passionate about it. Like, and this guy, like, literally, I want to ask him, hey, are you like, how do you sleep at night when you sell like products that kill like kids, right? Like, we're like that shorten the lifespan of people, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just should work, right? And you don't have to be using your own products. And you obviously find your own, like, what you're comfortable with selling. Some people sell the pornography, right? Some people, like, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Do those people feel good about themselves? I don't know, right? And I'm not in that business. But it's like, it doesn't have to be like something that you're very passionate about. What you have to be looking at is a massive market with a demand, right? So here, demand is massive, right? Like, probably like 60-70% of like people in the United States are overweight or want to lose weight or obese, right? So literally, there is a big market. There is a big market there, like right away. I'm not creating it. I'm not hoping it. Alan says, they probably feel good while driving their Bugatti. Probably, yeah. So what we're looking for, like you look here, right? This is a big market. How many people in the United States, even just one country, have problems with hearing and cannot afford hearing aids? It's like literally millions of people. Hearing, let me see, hearing problems, number of people. Let me see here. Check it out. Guys, check it out. You want to get into massive markets. Check it out. 1 in 8 people in the United States, 13%, has hearing loss in both ears. That's crazy. About 2% of adults, the rate increases to 8. You can see here. It's absolutely crazy. Like 30 million people, right? So when people's like, oh, it's like, how big is that niche? Here's how big that niche is. Like 30 million people. If you sell like 1 million, like very small percent, if you sell like 1 million of these products, let's say, you made like $200 million. That's for the hearing aid, right? For this one, like 60-70% of people have this problem, right? So now you know for sure there is a market. The market has a pain. The market has a problem. All you have to figure out is how to sell these products, how to position this product as a solution to those people. Now, coming back to the same issue, how much this product sells for? Guess how much this product sells for? Just how much we were selling this product for. Just drop in the comments, just drop what you're saying. How much we were selling this product for. Drop in the comments, guys. $80, cool, $129. Alan knows something. Okay, $95, more, cool, $350. All right, more ideas, guys. $75, $99, very cool. Let's get a few more ideas, guys. 120, very cool. 99, 200, very cool. 75, we have 75. We have 99. We have 99. We have 200. We have 149. We have 399. We have 350. We have 129. We have 85. So many, many ideas, right? Someone says, Rasmus here says free plus shipping. I wish. The cost is simply too high. So shipping costs $300. Okay, 150 again. So guys, yeah, a lot of you were right. It's $120, $150, sometimes even $200, depending, like we would test like different like price points. And if you know how to use that library, you will probably find more of these like steal advertising. But it's like 149. Yeah, very cool. So 149 to source this product costs like $40, right? Let me share my screen, guys. Let me show you. So let me show you. And you can see it, and it would come down to the same thing. Okay, so margins. Right, so margins, we talked about margins, and now we're talking about the margins again, right? So check it out. Right now, this is not exactly the version that we like to sell. Now let's say here, right, it's a package. So what's like the different package? So you can see here, right, it's even like $21. Okay, guys, buying the product for $20. Okay, let's say $40, right? Let's say you want to sell like a better quality product. Buying the product for $40 on one hand, right? And selling it for $140. Say $120. Let's say we want to be like conservative. 3x, right? 3x. The correlation between what it costs us and also what we are selling this product for. Guys, let me know if that makes sense. Let me know if margin concept makes sense. Like if it's below like 3x, then I probably wouldn't even sell the product. Unless there is a big consumption element. So if I'm selling like a makeup or cosmetics and I know that people will keep coming back because the product, you use it for a month and you need it again, then maybe I would sacrifice that margin on the front end just to get the product moving. But then, you know, when people buy it and then they need it again, now like they buy it again. So the lifetime value of that customer will be larger and would overcompensate for the front end profit. But here's what we would do, right? And it's even better. Check it out. This product here, and this product here. Right, this product here is a cream. It's called a slimming cream, right? So this product needs to be used together with this product. This product is decent quality, actually. So when you combine both of these, right, you have a high ticket product on which you're making the margin with the product that is consumable. Right, this is how you make your business sustainable, because now over time more and more people will start coming back for this product because they need it by default to to in this product, they need this product. So this is what you use. Now, this would sell for like $20, $30, cost like $5. Margin on this are like very, very large, right? And then we would also bundle it up together so that people who buy, let's say, bundle, right? It sounds like a deal and it sounds like exactly what people want. And now the bundle would be more expensive, would have more margin, and that's how we would sell it. So guys, let me know if this makes sense. Let me know if that makes sense. We have a conversation here in the comments. From Vladislav. Vladislav, a nail technician, Eastern European country, good margin, 35% profit. It appears market is not that big. Maybe expansion to other markets is a solution if market is not big, or just crafting more angles, more potential buckets, segments of the audience that you can sell those products to, be the solution, or just expanding to other markets. There's plenty of markets in Eastern Europe. Combined, you can make like a few hundred thousand dollars a month. Hungary, there's Poland, there's Romania, there is what else? There's like a few more countries, or Czech Republic. So combined, a few of those markets can get you to good numbers. So guys, let me know if that makes sense. Guys, let me know if that makes sense. So I showed you two products. One of them in this kind of weight loss, fat burning knee, right? Another one is in, it's a hearing aids niche. And both of these products, eight-figure products. We personally made like multiple eight products. Now, I don't know how much other people have made in these specific niches. There are companies that are doing like hundreds of millions of dollars selling hearing aids, right? So what we do is like relatively, even like small scale. This is to show you guys that how big the markets are, how big the potential is. And then all you have to do is to find that product market fit and find that market demand. Find the market demand for these products, because that's literally the core of everything. Then you find the product that fits that criteria, that solves that problem. You're making sure the margins are on point. You're making sure the product is light, product is fast to ship, product is easy to ship, right? It wouldn't break. It's not made from glass, right? If you're shipping something from glass, then you'll have a lot of damaged product. You'll lose a lot of money. And you're making sure that the product, I mean, for the most part, is compliant on Facebook. Most of this product, you can make eight figures selling only on Facebook. You can. Now, I'm not saying you can do it these days, right? It's gotten harder, but it definitely was possible. 2020, 2021, 2019, 2017, 18. Now, you just have to be more strategic about this, right? And you just can't do it in a very like aggressive way, but you can do like eight figures on Facebook. You will probably need like to sell to multiple countries. But so what is like eight figures? Eight figures, like let's say $1 million per month. It's like 30K per day, right? 30K per day is, if you think about it, $30,000 per day. If you're selling a $150 product, that is 200 sales per day. The population of the United States is 300 million people. The amount of people that have the problem with weight loss, for example, is let's say 60% of that. Let's say 200 people, not all of them on Facebook. Okay, so let's cut it like to 25%. Let's say 50% of people, 50 million of people are on Facebook and can potentially buy this product. You need to sell 200 products a day, 200 orders per day, in order to make 30K per month, 30K per day. That will lead you to $1 million per month. That is very fucking doable. That is very fucking doable. And that's what we do. Like that's it. Like, so, I mean, it's the markets are a lot larger than we think. Now, whether there's like enough creative testing to facilitate this, right? Whether you can comply with all of the policies to sell this volume, right? It's a totally different question, and it's totally different issue to be solved. So, but Facebook, again, it's not the main channel that you have to utilize. There are tons of other channels that you can utilize to sell these kind of products. All right. So Vladislav is sharing here. Ship via impulse, larger, doing COD here. Really lifted the conversion. I think those markets very interesting. Cash and delivery markets in Europe, they're very, very interesting markets. All right. So another question here. Do you think that, for example, mini projector can be like this type of product? I mean, it doesn't solve like a big, massive problem. It's kind of like more like optional, right? I personally like problem-solving products for the most part, right? Problems where people either don't look as good as they want, right? And they want to fix it quickly. Or people have specific challenge that they're battling, because it's a lot easier to sell something based on the problem than to sell it, you know, let's say mini projector. Probably you mean the one for home, for, you know, kind of like, it's kind of like nice to have, right? I like to sell products that are in category of must have, right? Nice to have versus must have. Must have, right? Alan here suggested an angle for mini projector. Boom, 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 getting TV smashed. That's a good one. Yeah. You can do some volume with this angle. It's a good angle here. Guys, who's ready for third product? Just comment three, guys. That's a good one. That's a good angle here too. All right, guys, just drop three.
So I can share with you the third one.
Have another like 10 minutes. And probably, guys, just, you probably already seen it. Now, this is not the prototype that I personally like. We were selling different like variation, but check it out. Yeah, this one is, probably have another prototype somewhere here in the office. But check it out, guys. Check it out. What is this? This thing like literally like vibrates, right? And it helps you to stimulate the blood flow and helps you to burn fat. That's it. Right? So it helps you to burn fat. So it pretty much comes down to the same problem as this product, right? Helping people to lose weight. Now, whether you can sell it compliantly on Facebook, I want to show you guys. You can sell it compliantly on Facebook. I'll share my screen. Check it out here, right? It's one of the brands that's selling this particular product.
How I changed my body after my divorce. My ex-husband and I were married for 10 years, and it's been a really long time since I've dated. It's not just the nerves holding me back, but I'm not as confident as I was when I was single in my 20s. I saw an ad on Facebook about Bible Sculpt and got really excited about their Body Sculpt bundle. It has three products: Bible Sculpt, Vitamin C oil, and a sculpting pad that target the areas I'm most self-conscious about. After massaging my body every day for 4 weeks, I feel amazing. The skin on my stomach, arms, and booty looks so firm and smooth. There are hundreds of 5-star reviews and so many other women that are seeing the same great results. If you're still not convinced, they offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I absolutely love the Body Sculpt bundle. You should definitely try Vibro Sculpt. How I changed my body after my...
That's it, right? So there is a problem. this creative will suspend your ad account. Yeah, it's a bit aggressive. You don't have to be as aggressive. They have good ad accounts. So you don't have to sell it this way. You don't have to sell it like this aggressively. You can sell it like less aggressively, right? So, for example, give you an example how we would sell this product is, And and so this is something guys, that you don't have to show the whole body, right? But let's say you can do this on your arms. You don't have to show the belly. Let's say you do it on your arms, right? You demonstrate the product. And that's what we would do. That's how we would sell these kind of products, right? We wouldn't show the belly, or we wouldn't focus too much on the belly, because belly is a very kind of like sensitive zone, and that's how you can get into trouble with Facebook. So you would have to stay away from those kind of things, but you can still find a way. You can still find a way to sell it in a more compliant way. Here, yeah, before and after skin, yeah, it's very tricky how this is being sold on this particular way. Like this is a little bit too aggressive, right? But this is to show you guys that, you know, you can sell these products. And now this is not the only like advertising channel that you can utilize, right? You can utilize influencers, right? Like, for example, even this piece of creative that I showed you was sourced from influencers. It wasn't like, you know, just taken out of nowhere. It was taken from the influencers, from like TikTok, from Instagram. And that's how you sell it, right? So
you can see this is your product, guys. Can you see the
kind of like the common like threads behind these, right? Like, so you have this, right? This one obviously is the biggest one. That's not the one that, you know, I like to sell. It's too big, but we have a smaller variation of the package. You can see this. These are small. These are light. These are easy to ship. And these are the products that solve the problem, that have a massive market. Vladislav is making a very good point. I do find the products with huge markets are harder to sell to in comparison to the smaller markets where you really nail down the pain points, like ROAS is great from the start. 100%, right? So it all depends on your ambition, right? So for us, for example, if product doesn't have at least like an 8-figure potential, I wouldn't even touch it. Like if something can make like $1 million, I don't need a fucking $1 million. If it cannot make at least like 10, 20, 50 million dollars, I'm not touching that product. I'm not going into that category at all. However, you know, when I was starting, you know, I wanted to make my first like $1,000, I would sell whatever would get me the traction the fastest. If that's the point where you're at, you can definitely go after like smaller markets, right? That still have the problem. You still have to solve the problem, right? Maybe just like smaller markets, right? Or smaller countries where, you know, there is a particular set of people that you can sell your product to. Maybe if it's only like the market is only 100,000 people, but you sell your product to like, let's say 3,000 people, 5,000 people, you can still build like a 6-figure business out of it. You can still accumulate some capital, right? So now you can get into bigger markets and you can start operating on a higher level, right? So I want to show you guys, this is exactly the demonstration. This is demonstration of this point, right? Check it out. I want to share my screen, guys, because that's exactly the demonstration of this point. Like, you don't have to kind of like go after this, right? So that's Elon Musk when he sold, I think, his first company. He was a young kid. 28 years old, he sold his business, he bought a car, like very like rare.
Why will the islands in the Bahamas do both? I do not fit the picture of a bank.
Check it out.
The internet is very much in this sort of industry. shit, no, it's none of it. Even when they click, it's not the best thing thing. It's not that there's some secret shit, no, it's
car service.
So the things that I don't know, I cannot find that exact moment this in this interview, but one of the things that he says in this interview is that when he sold his company, right, and he made some money from it, I think he made like tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. He said, now I cashed out from this, right? And now I can go and play the bigger game, right? So those of you guys that, for example, selling like in Eastern Europe or selling in a smaller market, selling in maybe in markets that don't have that much like opportunity, maybe you cannot scale that business to eight figures no matter what you do, right? Like, because it's a smaller country, right? Like, the only way to do it is just to expand to more countries and then just start stacking them up. The only way to do it. But then what you do from there is you accumulate the capital, right? Like, if the business is profitable, you accumulate the capital, and once you have the capital, you can get into the bigger markets, right? It's like in a poker, you can go and play on the table with the bigger stakes, right? So that's how you can do it, guys. So this is my approach for product research, guys. This is how I do it. If you need help like picking products or like teaching this mindset, giving you feedback, for example, one of the things in our program, Brand Builders Academy, what we do is we are giving feedback to our clients. So our clients bring lists of products. We're giving them feedback. Okay, so this product is good, but you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, based on the experience. You know, we have experience, like team members, people who've grown e-commerce businesses to like seven figures. So they know what makes a good product. So giving you feedback directly, making sure that you're going after category or you're going after the product that makes sense, that's worth your effort, that's worth your time, that you won't face like significant issues in the future. Because like you can start selling like any product, but then, okay, is there sufficient margin? Is that even worth it, right? Can you even make that business profitable, right? And the fact that, like, let's say, you know, a lot of people just like, oh, test run the product. That's a general store model. It's like, oh, let's test like 20 products a day. Wow, that's cool, right? Like, how about like, are these products even make sense? Does this product even make sense? Like, does this product even have like sufficient market for you to like to be worthwhile? Does this product have margins, right? So having more structure to having the specific criteria that you can judge your product against so that you can focus on products that make sense, that worth your time, and that you can build your like six or seven figure business without headaches. So that's what we do. That's what we help our clients in our Brand Builders Academy program. It's called BBA, guys. So drop BBA below in the comments so one of our team members can reach out and help you out. Guys, let me know if this was valuable, if you learned anything from this video, from this training session. Let me know in the comments, guys. These are products. Guys, let me know in the comments if this was cool. Comment BBA in the comments as well if you need help scaling your e-commerce business, whether you're starting from scratch or maybe you already have some traction and you just want to take it to the moon. Vladislav, my man, keep scaling, keep dominating those like smaller markets. Accumulate the capital, accumulate the war chest. War chest is you know, I call it war chest is it's kind of like the capital, the money that you have that you accumulate, so that first of all you can protect your your life, you know, your family, right? In case something happens, you still have the cash to survive, to pay your bills. And on the other side, you have the capital that if you have a bigger opportunity, or if you see the bigger opportunity, or if you want to get into bigger markets, now you have the capital to figure it out. So accumulate the war chest, Vladislav, my man. Keep pushing. BBA. So these are Anton. So we will have some team members reaching out to you, seeing how we can help. Focus on those products that can solve people's problems. Yeah, that we have to assume that mindset. That, like, it's not about us. Like, market doesn't give a fuck about me or you, or like market doesn't care, right? The only thing that market cares, like, what's in it for me? The only thing that people care about is like, what's in it for them? So if you're selling products, and if you think about from that perspective, okay, so if someone sees this product, am I demonstrating this product quality is like good enough so the person looking at it is like, oh wow, it solves my problem, right? And that's where you find the product market fit. And once you have the product market fit, that's a guaranteed like 6 or 7 figure business, right? That's a problem that you solve for a market. That's how you serve the market. And that's what we do. That's what you do as entrepreneurs. We're finding problems in the market. We're finding the solutions to that market. And then we're selling the fuck out of it to our clients, to customers. And, you know, we're helping them to solve those specific issues. So, yeah. Thank you, Anton. Thank you, my man. And guys, yeah. So one of the admins here dropped the link. Someone dropped FBA. It's not FBA. It's not FBI. It's BBA. Guys, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I have to wrap up and love you. I'll see you in the next video. Stay posted. Please subscribe. If you're not subscribed to my channel, please do subscribe to my channel. Hit the like button and I'll see you guys in the next video.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.